Chicken Yard Park gets its name from poultry, once raised by nuns working at the nearby St. Anne's Hospital. The nuns and chickens are long gone. In their place is a half-acre park created in 1950 after neighbors raised the money to buy the land and ceded it to the city. Juneau's Parks and Recreation Director George Schaff shot video in June of private contractors' trucks in the playground. A young girl plays among the workers.
We didn't know what was going on, and it made us realize that we had a serious issue with motorized vehicles, cars, trucks, and equipment in a playground.
Vicki Van Fleet and her husband own the house behind the park.
We were having a concrete pad poured, and I got a letter saying basically that within 1 week they were going to shut off my access, like totally, like blockade it.
The house's front door opens to a city staircase, but any vehicle access runs through the park. The Juneau Assembly briefly discussed this odd arrangement in 1980. No action was taken, and about 8 years later, a playground was built. There are even black and white photos showing a car with 1932 plates parked in a driveway built decades before the park existed. Schaff doesn't dispute any of this.
There's been a long history of cars and trucks driving through this property, through this park and this playground. There's a city ordinance that says that you can't do that, and the owners who live next door here say that they've been allowed to do it for many, many years.
This month, the city's Parks and Recreation Department sent a letter to neighbors. It noted there is $90,000 in sales tax money waiting to be spent to rebuild the playground. But it said unless the vehicle issue is resolved, the city might not be able to keep the park as is.
If the community decides that it should not be a park anymore, then the parcel could be used for something else. It could be offered for sale, or it could be used for another purpose.
And that's what got everybody riled up. Us, everybody. I mean, Juneau needs more parks, not less.
The city's received at least 17 letters urging the city to keep the park open. One of those was written by Tom Fletcher, whose house overlooks the park. He points out that Juneau is chock full of historic development that defies modern logic.
The hard part about it is that everything's not conforming. The streets are very narrow. I'm much more concerned for my kids when they were little and my dog just walking down to the park on that steep street than I am inside the park itself.
The homeowners have rejected an offer by the city to sell them a parking space above the park, and they've hired a lawyer to fight to keep their driveway. Schaff said he understands there's a lot of support for the park and even sympathy for the driveway.
And the challenge we have is that being such a small park, there really isn't enough room for vehicles to move safely through a lot this size and at the same time have children using a playground.
Schaff asked the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee to weigh in with a recommendation to the Assembly. That didn't happen. Chair Chris Myrtle said the advisory board asked the Parks and Recreation staff and Neighborhood Association to sit down again to find common ground. That's after about 50 people packed the Tuesday evening meeting.
They definitely want the park to continue.
In the meantime, the city has removed the playground slide and posted signs warning residents that vehicles may be passing through the park. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.